So April 1st, traditionally April Fool's Day, is actually a very interesting day in 2020 because it has the number 1 for April 1st and the number 9 for the universal date. So we have both beginnings and endings. And so this is a very goal-directed, transformational shift day of release and starting new things. It's about abundance attraction, it's about leadership. It's about action translating quickly into prosperous outcomes. So it basically means that a fresh new energy surge is sweeping away those old paradigms easily and heightening your confidence. So it's a wonderful way to begin this 8 universal month of April. You want to be bold because you're naturally activating opportunities to flow towards you now. And your original ideas are very important. Remember, this whole month is about manifestation, so you want to manifest those brilliant new ideas you have. Now, in the stars, the moon trines Neptune, which allows you to bond with your loved ones in a very sweet, caring, tender way. You have greater psychic abilities, of course, your intuition is heightened, delicate matters are understood more easily as your heart expands with love. Your imagination and intuition and creativity are greatly magnified. I mean, this is just a wonderful day to start a plan and to really put your energy into financial manifestation. So pay attention to the visions you have, the mystical, intuitive downloads, and you can have some really wonderful conversations today as well that bring healing. If you need extra rest, that may be also part of the day because the number 9 universal date is also about letting go. Now, on Thursday, the 2nd of April, we have a 10-1 universal date. So we have the number 2 and the number 1, and of course, 10. 10 is instant manifestation, 2 is about connection. So this is about love and romance, a fresh new approach to existing relationships, movement and balance, allowing your sensitive side to emerge, but also having the confidence to make decisions that are based on balance, right? So taking the bird's eye view, listening closely, and then moving forward. So this invokes both passion and compassion. And you're very determined to accomplish something of value today, manifesting your goals that are in harmony with who you are at soul level. So this is your day of inspired action. In the stars, the moon sextiles Venus, and that brings feelings of love and a desire for affection. These are really strong today. You just feel more happy, and you want to share your happiness with others. And your sensuality and your beauty are also enhanced. So that really helps the emotional connection to abundance, which is really magnified. So this is a time with the number 2 in play to seek out people who uplift and inspire you, and also to focus on how to create financial flow. Now, on April 3rd, we have a very interesting code because on this day, the 3rd, which it happens on a Friday, Friday is ruled by Venus traditionally, and the number 3 has the same meaning as the planet Venus, which is very creative and self-expression and very social. And so this is about pleasure and love, and because the whole date adds up to 11, we're having deep conversations and connections, and you know, it's a Friday, it's love, it's romance, it's fun. If you are still homebound for whatever reason in your area of the world, then bring the fun and romance into your home or into your backyard. You know, use that creativity, use that imagination, listen closely to your intuition, relax, celebrate, do something that makes you feel free. And follow what allows you to feel pleasure, what makes you feel happy. Spend time with people who are optimistic or who make you feel in harmony, who make you feel at peace, right? Because those are the feelings that are a natural byproduct of living a joyful life. So if you have any opportunities to communicate, which you will have because it's an 11 date, And 11 is about the inspiration of communication as well. Do that, speak or write with the intention that your words and gestures are for the highest good of all. Now, in the stars, we have Mercury conjunct Neptune. And Mercury connections, transits, are very fleeting, just like the planet Mercury, because, you know, this is a planet that moves very fast. Now, it makes a connection to Neptune, the ruler of Pisces in the Piscean age. And remember that Mercury just had a long retrograde in Pisces. So this is a very important moment where Mercury, in a way, completes the storyline with the conjunction to Neptune. And is saying, in a sense, that my trajectory in Pisces will soon be complete. So it's a very spiritual contact. It is about everything that you've experienced over the last 2 months as Mercury first went into Pisces in February and then retrograded, and then now is moving into contact with Neptune, and soon, in a week or so, will be leaving Pisces. This is about the connection to mysteries and secrets, and looking at astrology, numerology, anything that's uncovering the truth, doing the research in the star codes, speaking on it, enhancing your imagination and your creativity. So it's a very good time to take your communication into a positive direction, something Neptune can do, because, you know, Neptune combined in a beautiful connection with Mercury is positive, but the challenging, the shadow side of Neptune can be that you have self-doubt. So you want to bypass any self-doubt and get into that really compassionate nature of Neptune. And then we come to April 4th, that powerful code 4-4-2020, and we're in an 8 universal month, so it combines the 248 code. This is very powerful. Now, today's date is 12-3, universal date, and that's about higher learning. So you have the discipline with the 2-4s, and you have the 12-3, which brings the creativity and the openness to learn. They're joined together to bring spectacular results today. So your home and family are very much in the forefront. Make sure that you bring joy and learning and flexibility into the day. And then a spring cleaning would be really wonderful, because 4 also governs feng shuiing your life. And so this is a wonderful time to just go into your home, your office, your yard, your attic, your garage, and clear things out, your desk, whatever it may be, your refrigerator, your closets. It's also a good time to establish contact with friends that you've been meaning to connect with. You definitely want to take full responsibility of how you feel pleasure and happiness. And understand that work and play, discipline and joy are merged as one today and bring great fulfillment. So in the transits, this is a very, very big day, of course. We have Pluto conjunct Jupiter on the 4th of the 4th. And on the same day, we also have Venus trine Saturn. So that's really, really stunning, because Saturn and Pluto, the two planets impacted here, are the two planets that created the stellium in Capricorn, the conjunction in Capricorn on January 12th. So this is really, really good news. It shows that there's a turning point. So Venus trine Saturn really adds a lot of seriousness into the equation, but it also makes you focus on things that really matter, because Venus governs your values and love and abundance and pleasure, and Saturn makes it real. So it takes that interest in what you value to a place where your relationships, for example, get closer, because you put more into figuring out whatever challenge you have and you find a solution. And that shows respect for the other person. So it's just, in general, a really, really wonderful creative time to solve things, to bring things to a conclusion, or to uncover things and then make sure that there is a good solution. It's very, very productive energy, so very beneficial for making headway in the things that you truly value. And then, of course, the other big moment is Jupiter conjunct Pluto. It's wonderful timing for this conjunction. As I mentioned in part one with the lunations, I talked about Pluto conjunct Jupiter at length already because it governs wealth creation and financial flow. That's what it stands for. And so if you have your intention set on creating more abundance, more prosperity, more miracles, more expansion, you actually have a huge opportunity now to do that. And because Pluto was part of the stellium, and because Jupiter was in Capricorn during the stellium, Jupiter was in early Capricorn about 8 degrees during that stellium at 22 degrees. This is a really important moment for the call to action that the stellium created to conclude in a very positive way over the next few weeks and months. So whether you are at home figuring out new ways to create financial flow, wealth, fortunate outcomes, whether you are already working from home, still able to do that as an entrepreneur or whatever it is you do, you can up the ante now and really take it to another level. So it's incredibly powerful for believing in yourself because Jupiter governs beliefs and trusting your ability to tap into your inner courage and lead and really activate that empowerment and quest for success and go ahead and move forward. Remember that this conjunction is happening while the sun is moving through Aries. In fact, it is right now in the middle of Aries. And Mars, the ruler of Aries, just merged with Jupiter and Pluto in late March in a triple conjunction, a stellium in Capricorn on the same degree, 22 degrees. Now that has already lit a fire under you. And now it's time to really forge ahead with speed and commitment. And this is all happening in Capricorn, so we know it's going to have a long-lasting impact, especially regarding security and in the areas of our career, our divine mission, the work we're here to do on planet Earth. And then Jupiter enhances our belief in what is good, what is right, what is just, what is honorable, and what is expansive and fortunate. While Pluto purges what may have been destroying the good, holding us back from fulfilling our potential, it is purging all of that energy, which is basically written in our astronumerology birth code, right? It frees up your destiny. It frees up the energy for you to move forward, the courage for you to be the leader, power up and manifest with purpose now, right? With passion, with purpose. Pluto's very passionate, very magnetic. So it's a very lucky transit. And remember that Jupiter is the planet of fortune. It is about feeling good, lucky, feeling you're blessed, and allowing these feelings to inspire your urge to serve, your urge for the fulfillment of your destiny, which, if you're hearing this, is of course to elevate your vibration by being in service to others. So what, however you do that, you are being asked to really step into that arena now. Remember that we are leaving the era of being in servitude, of being the victim, and we're moving into the new earth of being in service to liberation. So take this time out to taste and create a full immersion in this wonderful energy, which is very, very strong. It's as exaggerated as it is expansive. So you want to really partake in it. You want to taste it. You want to follow through, act on it, engage with it. You want to move forward in a deeply spiritual, positive, honest way so that you use your resources to enhance in great, large-scale achievements. Those achievements, in turn, bless you because of the blessings that you feel when you invest in them. So invest your energy in them. So it's really an exciting time. And like I said, the timing is wonderful for what is going on now worldwide, just to feel that kind of optimism again. And then we move to April 5th, which the number 5 is about freedom, liberation, and today's universal date is a 13. And 13 is always about a change. So we're blending freedom with a need for out-of-the-box thinking and also creating boundaries. 13 reduces to 4. So there's a flexibility and a commitment that combine here, and that results in tremendous outcomes because you're using the ability to plan and the ability to be flexible, which is what every great leader is able to combine. It's like the yin and the yang. You need both. So be open to explore while staying grounded. This is a wonderful day to spend with loved ones. It is a Sunday, so we have time to celebrate, to have a sense of joy, do something adventurous together, play, let go and be fearless. You'll really activate a sense of inner security when you feel free and are open to surrender. So be enthusiastic and enjoy this wonderful day. It's a day of changes, so be open to unexpected events. Now, the moon is quincunx the sun. It's 150 degrees. That allows you to be more assertive, action-oriented. You want to relax into your relationships. You want to release any anxiety and tension through deep breathing. And you want to adapt and adjust so harmony can be established. So if you have habits that have held you back, it's a good day to gain control over those habits. So this is good because you have compassion while you resolve any control issues. Now, on the next day, Monday, on the 6th of April, we have a code of the scribe, 14-5. I call it the media number, and the number 6, which is compassion and nurturing. And this brings a lot of healing and compassion and love into play, and it's mixed with exciting surprises in communication, which means April 6th is a big abundance activation day because you can communicate, and as a result, you can feel the nurturing, the exchange of energy that results in abundance. It's a day to fall in love with your soul, and be free to explore the love of being a creative and being a healer. Nurture your heart while being open to change, adventure, taking a risk, right? This is a wonderful day of personal growth. Now, the moon trines Jupiter, and this is beautiful because it accentuates happiness and kindness and gratitude, feeling good, free to share your heart with others. Generosity and gratitude are accentuated. You feel gifts and advantages. Those show up for you today. And you just feel recognized at soul level, which is the greatest thing when that happens. So it's really good for negotiations as well. And then we come to Tuesday, another really, really big day. So in the code, we have the first of 3 6-7-8 codes of forward momentum activated. Today's universal date is 15, the spiritual alchemist number, and 15 reduces to the root number 6. It is April 7th, so it's a 7-day, and April in 2020 is an 8 universal month, so that's the 6-7-8 code, and it means that abundance is really enhanced because 6 and 8 are connected to prosperity. And then if you take quiet time and listen for clarity, which is the 7, spend time outside in nature, that reminds you of the bounty of the divine resources, then you allow yourself to be replenished, and that helps your financial flow. So this is really fantastic in every way. It's very healing as well. And it's wonderful for receiving answers to your questions and being inspired to move forward. Now, there are several transits on April 7th. Mars squares Uranus, Mercury sextiles Pluto, and also sextiles Jupiter, since Pluto and Jupiter are still in that conjunction, so Mercury sextiles both. And also in the Americas, we do have the full moon in Libra. Now, it is actually universal time. It is on the 8th of April. So I'm going to cover it. Well, just refer to part one because really that's where I cover the full moon. I mean, I went into great detail this time in the illumination. So I think it's best you just go to the first episode of this April forecast. But what I'm going to look at is the actual exact transits that happen today. Whether it was a new moon or not, they're going on at the same time. So the first is Mars square Uranus. So that creates real breakthroughs from any sense that you may have been controlled or feeling like you've been restricted from doing something. Since it's a square, it can result in a rebellion of kind against authority. And, when you are rebellious, that's okay. You can be in rebellion, but you have to transmute that. So a more mature approach would be to truly break through the rules, tear up the rules, and have a more flexible and fun and enjoyable and soul-fulfilling approach to life, right? Relinquishing the control, saying no to it. Now, Uranus, when it gets together with Mars, there can be some impatience. Uranus is very connected to sudden events, and Mars likes things to go fast. So the pace is really quickened. There can almost be like this crazy pace. So, what you can do with that, because Mars is very instinctual and Uranus very intuitive, is to invent, to create, to feel like you have this incredible moment now where you create this structure in your life that gives you a sense of freedom and allows you to move forward. Remember, we're in a four universal year. We've had so many Capricorn events. So there's a structure in play now where you can use this very heightened energy that's in play with Uranus and Mars to move forward in a very exciting way, to take some risks, right, that are part of the plan. So you need to just be careful not to forge ahead in a risky way, like taking a dangerous risk. Where the breakthroughs are impulsive actions that, you don't want to go there. You need to practice patience today and then allow that creativity to take you to those exciting realms. On the other hand, you want to not go overboard and get to a point where you're going to regret things that you act on. So you want to instead use this energy to fuel a fire of something that's inspirational and uplifting and allows you to break free from restriction. And then the other two transits are Mercury sextile Pluto and Mercury sextile Jupiter. Now, Mercury sextile Pluto adds a lot of fun, profound depth to everything that you think about and talk about. So, Pluto just allows you to go to the core of the matter and wants you to uncover the truth. And so you can speak to more serious, mysterious topics. You probe, you penetrate into wonderful solutions, into truths that you uncover at this time. You can understand people more. You can understand them psychologically, intuitively through astronumerology. It just allows for tremendous breakthroughs and understanding by using your intuition and tools like astronumerology or face reading or Akashic records, right? Any of those. It's just so really exciting to dive into the messages that are invisible but in play in every way. And then Mercury sextile Jupiter is, of course, about happy thoughts, planning your future and looking at it in a very positive way, happy conversations, having a broad perspective, seeing your life and your future plans with a bird's eye view that is very optimistic and expressing yourself in that way, in a fulfilling way, in an expansive way. I mean, it's just a wonderful time to activate that conjunction again. Mercury's coming around and activating that Pluto and Jupiter conjunction that just happened, 4 days ago. So it's also a wonderful time to look at how you use language and how you choose certain words to respond to situations. And So this is a wonderful reset moment in terms of our actual vocabulary and thought processes. And so, Mercury's a personal planet. It impacts what we do personally every day and how we speak to people. So it's just a wonderful time to reboot that. So then, of course, the other event is the full moon that happens on April 7th in the Americas, then April 8th everywhere else in the world, including Universal Time. And also on that date, on April 8th, we have a 16-7 Universal date number. So that plays into play as well. So let's look at the code. So it's April 8th, and we're in an 8 Universal month. So a double 8 is activated, 8 being all about abundance activation and leadership and confidence. And then we have the number 16-7. So this is about serenity and wisdom and sudden shifts and using your intuition to navigate those shifts. So you're spiritualizing your ideas, your projects, your mission. You're feeling the blending of inspiration and courage. And so that means inspirational outcomes are yours today in a big way. This is a very powerful code with a double eight as well. It brings tremendous courage and the ability to take the lead.